Sermons from the Journey is the audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Becca Gorell, pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and blogging at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
My sermon, my reflections this morning are based on an article that was in the Huffington Post this past week. It's by Reverend Keith Anderson, who's a Lutheran pastor in Pennsylvania, and the article was called Forsaking the Whiteness of the Transfiguration. That article in turn cites a TED Talk, if you know what the TED Talks are, little like 10-minute videos of folks, and it started out as sort of they were in one specific place at a conference, but now there are TED Talks at many little conferences all over the world and using technology to share ideas, as they say, worth spreading. This talk was by a Nigerian novelist named Chimamanda Adichie. And she is a novelist from Nigeria, and she went to university in the United States and has traveled in different parts of the world. And she describes what she calls the dangers of a single story. She talks about how when she was a child, she was an early reader and an early writer. And what she read was popular children's literature, almost all of which is either British or American. And so when she wrote, she started writing about the kinds of characters that she read about and about the kinds of experiences that she read about. Characters and experiences that had nothing to do with her own life and her own experiences. And she uses this as an illustration, as a way to show that the stories that we hear, that we receive, become part of the story that we tell. And if all we ever hear or receive is a single kind of story, then we miss the richness and the fullness of life. Of course, as she grew and matured, she learned to incorporate and to tell her own story, to tell about people who looked like her, lived like her, who did not shovel snow or worry about their blue eyes and whether or not somebody thought they were dazzling. She told stories, she says, of girls with long and natural hair, of people living in the sun and living lives that were familiar to her. But then as she traveled, as she came to the United States to go to college, she encountered people who had in their mind a single story about the life she must have led, who assumed that because she was from the continent, or in some people's minds, the country of Africa, that she must have lived very poor, that she must not have received education, that she must not have had good health and sanitation and nutrition growing up, when all of these things were untrue. And so the danger of the single story that the people she encountered had about people like her, she says, when we have only one story of a people, only one story of a country, a culture, let alone a continent, that we turn that story into a stereotype. We believe that about everyone that might embody that particular difference. We tell stories about how people are different and not about how we are the same. What does this have to do with a transfiguration? Well, Reverend Anderson suggests that this story, the story of Jesus transfigured on the mountaintop, is one story of the revelation of God. And it's a tempting story. It's a good story. There's safety and comfort in a single story. It doesn't challenge our perceptions very far. You see, people in safety and privilege get to tell one story, kind of get to decide which story is told, and then get to tell the story that's familiar to them, familiar to us. And we don't have to be challenged by, we don't have to hear other people's stories. And so this mountaintop story is a familiar one. It's a good one. It kind of goes along with the earlier story of Jesus' baptism. What's wonderful and comforting about it is its clarity. A voice from the heavens speaking, "This is my child, my beloved. Listen to him." If only the story of God's revelation to us were always that simple, always that crystal clear. The mountaintop is a beautiful setting for this story. It is isolated and apart. It is easy to reinforce from there the image of God above and the earth below, of Jesus or of religion or of the people of faith up high, the chosen disciples, and the masses of people in need down below, untouchable, far away, unchallenging to the message of God's revelation. Down in the valley, there are people suffering with leprosy, there are people starving, there are people living under an oppressive regime. But up on the mountain, it is only Jesus and James and John and Moses and Elijah. The revelation that Jesus is the culmination of the law and the prophets, the two great traditions of the faith at that time, brought together in one person. And so the disciples do what any good, well-meaning people would do in the face of such simple and clear and compelling revelation. They say, let's stay right here. Let's live in this story, in this place, and tell this story again and again of God's revelation to us. Let's build booths and shrines and live and inhabit this place of safety and privilege far away from the crowds and their clamoring for justice and for healing, far away from the other disciples and their politicking and their infighting over who's going to be the best and the greatest, far away from the Pharisees and the threat that they pose to Jesus and his message. Let's let this one story be the story of God's revelation and work through Jesus. What if this was the whole story, the single story about Jesus, not only just one gospel, but one snapshot, the fulfillment of the law and the prophets heralded by God via an unquestionable voice from the sky? What if our whole faith and practice of faith was only about this story? This single story of how Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise, the one who, about whom and through whom God unquestionably speaks, a sort of the Bible or the voice from the sky says it, I believe it, and that settles it. There is privilege in keeping one story, telling one story. It never changes, and it never changes us or changes us very far. But there's danger in it too, because look at what we miss if this is the only story we ever told about Jesus. Because what happens next? Suffering and struggle and the road into Jerusalem and death. Jesus and his disciples come down the mountain into a world of human suffering, into a world of their own suffering. And he warns them, he implores them not to tell the simple, beautiful, uncomplicated, unquestionable story of the revelation of God on the mountaintop. Tell no one of this until after the rest of the story, until all those other pieces of story play out. Because the story, the stories continue, more and more complex. God revealed in the broken and the hurting, in healing and in forgiveness. God revealed, yes, in the political infighting of the disciples and in the external threats of the Pharisees and the temple priests. Christ revealed as God's beloved, not only in a voice from the sky, but even as he wrestles with what it means to be God's chosen in the Garden of Gethsemane. Christ revealed as God's own begotten, even as he is betrayed, arrested, abandoned, abused. The promise of God revealed in loss and sorrow, even in death, even one day in an improbable, impossible, empty tomb. The ways in which we shelter ourselves, stay on our mountaintops, hear only what we want to hear, stay in the lure of one clear moment, shape our lives around a single familiar story, risk our missing the fullness of revelation, the fullness of who God is and the fullness of who each of us are. We can stereotype and categorize God just as easily as we stereotype and categorize one another. Because the true transfiguration, the true transformation happens not with one or two revelations, no matter how dazzling, not with one story, no matter how appealing, not with one voice speaking, even when it's God's from the thundering clouds, not on the mountaintop, close to God but sheltered from the rest of the world, hidden away in safety and privilege and a false sense of certainty. The true transfiguration and transformation happen in the valley. The valley, perhaps, of the shadow of death, of loss, of sorrow and pain, of struggle and doubt and disbelief, of slow healing and fragile hope and mystery. The valley of this life. Christ beckons us there to hear, to learn, to tell another story. Amen.